Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Raymond Brezza, B-R-E-Z-A. Raymond Brezza is a 57-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 5-3-22. Appeared he was carrying a load of milk using the hand truck when he slipped and fell on the wet floor. Appeared he states product then fell on him, causing injury to his right knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, left hip, comma, lower back into the hip, comma, right arm, comma, and bruised his left shin. Pretty was seen at Concentra emergently. Period. With this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a dislocated left hip, comma, tear in the right shoulder, comma, and fluid on the right knee. Pretty did undergo epidural injections on the lower back and additional injections on the left hip, but did not undergo any outright surgery. Appeared to complete his course of active treatment on 12-14-22. Appeared he admits to having 3 injections in the right knee previously, but could not remember when this occurred. Appeared he denied any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In paragraph, his understanding of diagnoses more specifically included a torn right shoulder rotator cuff, comma, dislocated left hip, comma, crushed nerve in the lower lumbar area on the left side, comma, contusion to the right knee with fluid on the knee, comma, damaged bone on bone in the right knee, comma, and a bruised left shin. Brady did undergo multiple corticosteroid injections on the left hip, comma, right knee, comma, right shoulder, comma, and lumbar spine. Period. The paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Brezza was seen at Concentra on 5-4-22, period. He had undergone x-rays of the right shoulder on 5-5-22 that were read as normal. Period, x-rays of the left hip that same day. Revealed osteoarthrosis, but no acute osseous abnormality at the left hip or pelvis. Period, right knee x-rays showed findings suggestive of calcium pyrophosphate deposition disease without acute abnormality of the right knee. Period. He was seen at Concentra by Dr. Trividi, T-R-I-V-E-D-I, on 5-4-22. Period. He noted the mechanism of injury and stated the hand truck fell on his left shin. Period. The hand truck also hit his chest. Period. He had not gone to the hospital in the interim. Period. He was diagnosed with contusions of the left hip, comma, right knee, comma, right shoulder sprain, comma, and left lower extremity contusion. Period. He was referred for the aforementioned x-rays and started on methylprednisolone. Period. He participated in physical therapy beginning 5-11-22. Period. He remained symptomatic. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 6-8-22, revealing low-grade partial thickness tear along the joint surface of the supraspinatus tendon, but no acute osseous abnormalities. Period. That same day, he underwent an MRI of the left hip that was read as normal. Period. He followed up at Concentra with their various providers running through 6-29-22. Period. On that occasion, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Fink, F-I-N-K, diagnosed right knee arthritis secondary to chondral calcinosis with acute knee injury. Paired x-ray showed severe tricompartmental arthritis with varus and chondromalacia. And chondral calcinosis, period. In paragraph on 7/25/22, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Rubenstein at Rothman Orthopedics, complaining of right shoulder and left hip pain. Paired he stated he fell and several 100-pound crates of milk fell on top of him. Paired he believes his hip was dislocated and he went for compression therapy to push it back into place. Paired, if anything, his hip is hurting worse now than it did. Paired he had been going to therapy on the shoulder that he states was making it worse also. Paired he had MRI of the shoulder and hip that he brings with him today. Paired he was currently taking Flexeril, Valsartan, Ibuprofen, and Levocetirizine, C-E-T-I-R-I-Z-I-N-E. Paired he had a history of left knee surgery in 2015. Paired Dr. Rubenstein diagnosed left hip trochanteric bursitis, as well as sprain of the right rotator cuff capsule. Paired, he did not think the petitioner had a true hip dislocation. Paired, they discussed treatment options and elected to pursue injection therapy. Paired, a corticosteroid injection was administered to the left hip. Paired, Mr. Breezer continued to see Dr. Rubenstein, such as on 7/27/22, period. That's actually, he stated he never had issues with the knee prior to the fall, other than having a high school football injury. Paired x-rays of the knee showed severe advanced osteoarthritis, but no acute fracture or dislocation, period. Dr. Rubenstein added a diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right knee and contusion of the right knee. Paired, he ordered a course of physical therapy, period. They discussed the possibility of considering a knee replacement, period. A corticosteroid injection was given to the right knee on this visit, period. New paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Pfeiffer, P-F-E-I-F-E-R, at Rothman on 10/10/22, period. He stated since the fall, he had pain in the left low back and lateral hip region with numbness and paresthesias in the left lateral thigh and lower leg. Period, physical therapy was done for 6 weeks. Without much help initially. Paired, he recently resumed therapy 3 weeks ago, which did provide some better relief. Paired, naproxen at one point was helping him. Paired, he had a local hip trochanteric bursa injection with some benefit. Paired, Dr. Pfeiffer had him undergo lumbar spine x-rays with flexion and extension views. Paired, they revealed severe disc degenerative changes at L5-S1 and moderate disc degenerative changes at L3-4 and L4-5. Paired, there was no evidence of spondylolisthesis. Paired, he diagnosed low back pain of unspecified laterality and chronicity with sciatica, potentially associated with radiculopathy, sacroiliitis, intervertebral disc degeneration, and lumbar radiculopathy. Paired, he suspected the pain was multifactorial and seems to have pain generated from his left sacroiliac joint. Paired, there may be some lumbar nerve root compression causing lower limb paresthesias and numbness. Period. Dr. Rubenstein then referred him for a lumbar MRI. And recommended sacroiliac joint injection. Period. This was performed on that office visit. Period. The paragraph of lumbar MRI was done on 11-3-22 to be inserted here. Period. He saw Dr. Pfeiffer again on 12-6-22. Period. He had been tolerating driving activity at his job, but if he has to do so for any prolonged periods and feels some discomfort, he gets out for a period of time, walks around, and the symptoms are relieved. But he was looking to go back to his normal work activity, stating his job has a position for him that should not aggravate his condition going forward. Period. Dr. Pfeiffer found tenderness over the left posterior superior iliac spine. Period. There was no exacerbation of pain with lumbar flexion and extension. Barrett's lump test was negative to reproduce low back or lower limb pain. Period. Was neurologically intact. Period. He released the petitioner to return back to his normal work activity effective that day. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was extremely focused and gave exquisite detail about his course of treatment and his symptoms over the last year or so. Period. He stated he did have bruising of his left shin and right triceps that have since resolved. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed his fingernails were bitten and he had an abrasion of the right thumb. Period. Active right shoulder motion was full, but passively he had abduction and flexion reduced to 140 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion with the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full on all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. Was tender to palpation posteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. There was a suggestion of some fullness about the right knee, but no overt effusions or atrophy. Pretty stated his pain radiates from his left hip to his buttocks and hamstring. Period. Before it was going down to the level of the calf. Period. Knees, normal macro, hips and pelvis, normal macro, spine, cervical. Active flexion and right side bending were full to 50 and 45 degrees respectively. Period. Extension was 30 degrees, left side bending 40 degrees, rotation right 60 degrees and left to 50 degrees. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was tender at the left sciatic notch and sacroiliac joint, but there was none on the right. The rest of that is normal. Impressions on 5-3-22, Raymond Brezza was maneuvering a hand truck loaded with milk crates. Period. He slipped and many of the crates fell on him, as did the hand truck. Period. He was seen at Concentra and underwent numerous x-rays that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. He was initiated on conservative care, including physical therapy. Period. He later underwent MRI studies of the right shoulder, left hip, and lumbar spine to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Brezza came under the care of Dr. Rubenstein and others at Rothman Orthopedics. Period. He accepted various corticosteroid injections. Period. With this and therapy, his symptoms improved. Period. As of 12-6-22, he told Dr. Pfeiffer he felt ready to return to work. Period. He was cleared to do so. Period. Mr. Brezza admits to a history of a prior right knee injury treated with 3 injections. Period. This occurred from a sports injury in 1983. period. He did have fractures of the left foot, comma, right foot, comma, and left arm. Period. The treatment records include the fact that he previously had surgery on one of his knees. Period. In paragraph, the current examination is essentially benign. Period. There is inconsistent range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder, hips, knees, and low back were negative. Period. In paragraph, I will offer assessments of permanency to these areas. Period. We'll note the advanced degenerative arthritis he had about the knee and possibly other areas. Period. He has had an excellent functional result. Period.